This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is expected to recommend people in COVID-19 hotspots wear masks. As President Trump said yesterday, regulations concerning masks will be coming soon. The Coronavirus Task Force is warning, though, that masks won't be keeping people necessarily from getting the illness, but rather from transmitting the virus to other people. COVID-19 has now killed nearly 6,000 people across the nation. More than 245,000 confirmed cases are in the U.S. as of last night. The Labor Department reporting more than 6.6 million workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's more than double the 3.3 million that filed the week before. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
More on the coronavirus from a global perspective. Experts say it's now killed over 53,000 people around the world, and there are more than a million confirmed infections currently. Weather forecasters are predicting an above-normal hurricane season this year, as Colorado State University released its annual Atlantic hurricane season forecast late yesterday, and it predicts 16 named tropical storms instead of the average of 12. And the researchers there say 8 of those are going to be reaching hurricane status. The Awakened Church in Jonesboro, Arkansas, says it will defy federal and state guidelines, and it will be holding services this weekend despite the pandemic. That state does not require places of worship to follow the guidelines urging no gatherings larger than 10 people. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump's been put to the test again, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the daily White House coronavirus briefing reveals he takes a second test out of curiosity to see how quickly it works and that he tests negative for the virus. His White House physician sending out a note saying the test takes 1 minute and results are back within 15 minutes.
Four men who were acquitted in the Daniel Pearl murder case in Pakistan have now been rearrested. Pearl was a Wall Street Journal reporter investigating Islamist militants in Pakistan when he was brutally murdered in 2002. One man was sentenced to death for the murder, three others sentenced to life in prison. Yesterday, a Pakistani court overturned the convictions, but now today, the Pakistani government issued an order to rearrest the four out of concern that they may act, in their words, against the interest of the country. And the NRA is planning to sue the state of New York over its decision to call gun retailers non-essential businesses. That classification makes them subject to closure because of the pandemic. The state attorney general, Letitia James, issuing a statement that everyone must follow the law and all executive orders of New York State. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts in helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, as we maintain our COVID-19 watch from east to west and north and south around this country and around the world, I am Bill Martinez at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Last year, Chris Garcia, the senior, former senior Trump administration official, entrepreneur and business executive, and the senior Trump administration official, I should say, at the U.S. Department of Commerce, warned us to brace for a U.S.-China Cold War. Well, after China's irresponsible handling of COVID-19 and their silent military maneuvers, I just wonder if the waters are not getting deeper and colder. Chris, always good to have you with us. How are you?
It's a pleasure to be back with you. All considering, things are fine. We're staying healthy. We're staying safe out here. But how's everything going down there in Florida?
Well, same thing. We're understanding that there's a lot of dimensions to the concept of social distancing, Chris. People think social distancing is just about six feet apart. It's actually more than that. And we're realizing with different governors, Texas is being very proactive and, closing down their border to their state and qualifying people who come in. They've got to stay at home. Something like 19 states are saying, look, just stay at home. Social distancing is also a call for responsibility. If you happen to be in a state that is on quarantine, stay there. Stay put. I know it's not fun. I mean, I'll tell you, being from California and not having to deal with hurricanes like we've had here in the last 11 years, boy, I'll tell you, it'll drive you bonkers within a week. And we've been on stand down here for several weeks, and it looks like the way Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx are projecting here, with maybe a quarter of a million deaths, we've got a lot of serious road ahead of us. So because of that, Chris, the idea of social distancing and self-responsibility is taking on a whole new dimension and broader possibilities, don't you think?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, Bill, a couple points first on the stay-at-home order. So the reason that this had to be extended is because Americans didn't listen the first time. 2 weeks, stay at home, avoid contact with others, really practice social distancing. This is not just a whole of government approach that the president is asking for. It's a whole of America approach that we're asking for. This response is really a call to action for Americans to take 2 weeks to stay at home, right? Protect those that are most vulnerable. But the economy cannot restart if Americans don't practice social distancing and the stay-at-home order spread mm-hmm. if Americans do not follow those instructions. And so when Americans choose not to do that, they're endangering not just their fellow Americans, not just the ones that are most vulnerable and most at risk, our elderly population, but they're endangering the entire American economy. Mm-hmm. You know, before this coronavirus epidemic really took off, we had the best economy in the history of the country. Now, let's go back to why we are where we are today. It's because China concealed all the way back from, it could be as early as October, November, mm-hmm. where this started to spread human-to-human, through human-to-human contact. They concealed those facts, and they practiced what the Chinese Communist Party is so well known for, which is suppression of information. Mm-hmm. They even, you know, the doctor that even reported this, you know, in Wuhan, when it first broke out, was actually silenced and disappeared. And now the
and suddenly I mean, contracted the disease and died within 4 weeks, Chris.
I mean, Bill, this is first of all, this is you're absolutely right, and there's no reason that there should be any blame on any Americans, including President Trump and this administration, because it was not the fault of this administration. It was the fault of the Chinese Communist Party. Mm-hmm. And by concealing and withholding that critical, vital information, that is why not just the United States, but Europe has suffered thousands of deaths since this outbreak.
Well, and buttressed by the World Health Organization, Chris, they bought in, you know, and it's not a big surprise, they bought into the talking points of the Chinese along with the United Nations. Yes, a group that we, the people, the American people, pay a lot of money, invest a lot of money, two groups, the World Health Organization, as well as the United Nations. And this is how they treat us? By keeping us in the dark like a bunch of mushrooms, loading up the manure on us and putting our citizens at risk, and the amount of money this is costing us already. The president has assigned a stimulus in excess of $2 trillion. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are saying, hey, there could be another, you know, fourth or fifth wave of stimulus that is going to be needed. But, you know, and I appreciate what you are focusing on here in terms of jobs, because the mainstream media has really dropped the ball in understanding the complexity of this attack. This is not just about the virus. It is about people. It is about the effect on our economy, its jobs, it's the psychological impact that it's having. I mean, domestic incidences are on the rise. Suicide is expected. When the president brought that up, it was interesting, Chris. The eyes of mainstream media were like deer in the headlights. It's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Suicides. Why would suicides have anything to do with COVID-19? I mean, this is how seemingly ignorant and purposely ignorant that they seem to be. And these are the people that are supposed to be serving us, the American people.
Well, that's exactly. I mean, the media is their job is to report the facts. And we've seen a decay of the profession of journalism over recent years. And so I think that that's why it's so important for Americans to know the facts about how this started, where it started. It started in Wuhan, China. Mm-hmm. The concealment of information, the complete propaganda spin that the Chinese Communist Party put out there, including the fact that this was a bioweapon from the U.S. military.
Right.
And just the complete blatant lies and disregard for truth. And so and with President Trump's response, I mean, let's think about this, right? He was the one who led the charge to shut down all travel from China.
Exactly.
From the very beginning, and he was given a lot of flack for that. Mm-hmm. What he wanted to do was shut down even further travel from Europe. He wanted to take more aggressive steps, and he was given a ton of pushback on that. Mm-hmm. But again, this is something that, you know, again, he calls it the silent enemy, and he's absolutely right. We are in a war against a silent enemy facilitated and deployed, really, by the mm-hmm. Chinese Communist Party. Remember, think about the timing of this, Bill. The timing of this is such that we were bringing China back to the negotiating table so that we could have a better trading relationship. And guess what? We had their number.
Exactly.
Something like this to disrupt all of that, to disrupt, you know, the entire upending of the existing status quo that President Trump had embarked on. And guess where we are now? We're in a national and an international catastrophe. And frankly, I think that we can't lose sight of what the president is trying to achieve here, a rebalancing of not just the trading relationship with China, but just the global world order. And so let's keep in mind and put this into perspective that there's no such thing as coincidences.
Without a doubt, we have to keep our eyes in China because the military, their military, is on the move. They're taking advantage of this crisis, and we'll talk more about that with Chris Garcia after this. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg, founder and CEO of Facebook, announced the launch of Facebook's COVID-19 Information Center to ensure people get access to information from trusted health sources. The Information Center includes real-time updates from national health authorities and global organizations, as well as helpful articles, videos, and posts about social distancing and preventing the spread of COVID-19. In addition, Facebook is matching $20 million in donations to support COVID-19 relief efforts while giving the World Health Organization free ads. KX Jin is head of health at Facebook.
We have been working with health authorities since the WHO declared COVID-19 a public health emergency in late January. Our priority has and continues to be focused on helping people stay informed with credible health information from the experts, as well as combating misinformation.
For more, visit Facebook.com. That's www.facebook.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, he's an entrepreneur, business executive, former senior Trump administration official at the U.S. Department of Commerce. Chris Garcia continues with us. Chris, as we were saying, and I know that there will be time down the road for us and I believe for other nations. I mean, what China has done, how they have irresponsibly handled COVID-19. And the president, as you mentioned, to his credit, was able to discern. And, you know, again, we have to put it in the context of the timeline. This is in the midst of him being harassed nonstop on the road to impeachment by the Democrats. His eye is on the ball, watching this impending threat, you know, from China that's coming to our shores. And I agree. I wish that the president, but this is sometimes what compromise does. You know, when you have to negotiate with people, and I'm sure when he said, look, let's stop all travel from China. And you know the pushback that he got. And as you said, if he had his way, which, again, this is what leadership does, and I wish he would have exercised in retrospect, and he probably feels the same way, is that he should have gone with his gut instinct and shut down all travel, you know, from Europe as well, because the way this thing was taking place, because it was almost, when you look at it a little bit, and not to be too cynical, Chris, it would seem that once, you know, the Chinese were forbidden to come into the United States, it was like they said, okay, we'll go to Europe. You know, we'll go to France, we'll go to Italy. And, of course, look what happened. Look how that area has been impacted. And because the globalists, you know, we're globalist thinking, you know, there's no borders. Let's just let them go. And so here they are. They infect, you know, all of Europe. I mean, and you wonder, you know, how purposeful and diabolical could this have been?
Well, I think, that, again, there's no such thing as coincidence, Bill, right? So there's a couple of myths that are out there that have been propagated by the Chinese Communist Party, right? And so the Hudson Institute just did a really good overview of those. And so one of the first ones is that, you know, that China's motivations, right, for providing this global aid are humanitarian, which is completely false, right? So this was a Chinese, you know, almost manufactured crisis because of the withholding of information, because of the lack of transparency, because of the outright purposeful, again, you know, deceit and propaganda machine. So, you know, what they're trying to do is they're trying to, you know, push this propaganda about the supposed superiority of Chinese governance and how, you know, especially, you know, because the United States is AWOL, you know, that China's going to have opportunities to basically deepen the security and economic and political relationships with governments around the world. You know, another one is that, you know, this lie is that China's economy has emerged unscathed. That's just not true at all. We've seen numbers showing that even though manufacturing may have picked up in March, you know, they've got even higher levels of debt. They've got inadequate tax revenues to fund, you know, the expansive domestic, you know, and global security objectives. And then, you know, another lie is that they basically they've been transparent about everything, and it's basically true that they actually have suppressed civil freedoms. Mm-hmm. They've controlled the narrative. They've controlled, you know, what type of information gets out there, you know, by having people disappear who are dissenting, you know, to the point where you even have, you know, billionaires, you know, in China who have dissented with President Xi that are disappearing. And so, you know, they're not focused on the well-being of their citizens. They're focused on their global ambitions. And the United States has to take that very seriously and understand that they're using this crisis to position themselves as the world's leader, to position Yes. themselves as the authority, and we have to make sure that we rebound quickly so that we can reclaim, or I should say maintain, that leadership position in the world.
Does it bother you, Chris, that President Trump still refers to President Xi as his friend?
You know, I think, you know, with President Trump's approach with China, I think he's playing the long game. You know, it does, you know, kind of, you know, at first glance, you know, make one wonder. I wonder why he keeps referring to President Xi as friend. I think there are things happening behind the scenes that Americans don't typically see or are not privy to. Mm-hmm. But certainly the president knows the threat of China. They he knows and is very fully aware of what allowing China to take that leadership position in the world would mean for the United States, and I think that's why he's taken such a hard stance against China. But he also knows, as a negotiator, as one of the best negotiators in the world, mm-hmm. he also knows that you have to maintain a good relationship with your counterpart for fear of escalating and reaching an impasse. And so I think there's a strategic approach that he's taken. He's conversely called it, again, the Chinese virus, or he's called it the Wuhan virus. Mm-hmm. Even with media, calling him a racist for saying, basically what the fact is, that it emanated mm-hmm. from China.
Right.
And so I would say that the tough approach that he's taken, it balances out with what he, with how he refers to President Xi as being his friend, because he's got a bigger picture in mind. He's got a much longer term, picture in mind. Because remember, we are very, very tied to the Chinese manufacturing base. 80% of pharmaceutical ingredients,
yes, exactly,
drugs are manufactured there. So, there are still some vulnerabilities, and I think mm-hmm. the president's just making sure he tempers those by not inflaming any emotions.
And you have this sense that that party could be over down the road. But speaking of the long game that the president is playing here, help us understand what that looks like post COVID-19.
This administration. I think one of the ones is, and this is reaching bipartisan consensus now, that we need to find a better way to diversify our manufacturing base, whether that's with consumer products, whether that's with pharmaceutical ingredients, whether that's with raw materials. We have got to diversify away from China. We cannot be dependent so significantly as we are now on the manufacturing base there in China. Another approach would be bringing those manufacturing jobs back to the United States. Thinking about this in wartime, right? We really ramped up production during World War II domestically, and I think invoking the Defense Production Act, as the president did just recently, is providing a little bit of incentive, I should say, to U.S. companies, onshoring some of that manufacturing, and we're going to need it. I mean, frankly, after this virus and this outbreak starts to dissipate, we're going to need to restart America's economy and this engine by putting people back to work. And so I think we're going to see a lot of factories, a lot of manufacturing happening here in the United States, and you're going to have good American companies that are bringing it back home so that we can put Americans back to work.
New job opportunities abounding here, right?
Absolutely. I mean, think about what we've seen with the retooling, just the calling that America's companies have answered to mm-hmm. retool their existing manufacturing plants. We saw Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow, just retool 75% of his operations to make masks.
That's
we have ventilators being made here. We've got, a variety of hospital beds being made here. And so, a lot of America's businesses are stepping up. This is a whole of America approach. And I think that it's time for us to come together as Americans. Mm-hmm. If there's ever a time that we should put aside, partisan ideologies, party politics, it's now. In a time
exactly.
of war, even if it's against a silent enemy, as the president calls it, this is a time for Americans to come together, unite, get an all-hands-on-deck approach to tackle this thing and get our economy back on track.
Yeah, we've maintained for quite a while here in the spirit of unity, and part of our DNA, Chris, is that we're Americans, not Americans, right?
We've
proven this time and again.
In the world, exactly. And why we're the best country in the history of the world. And under President Trump's leadership, we have really brought this country back to greatness. And it's only if, and this is why we cannot have, whether it's the media, whether it's the far left, that's, rooting for the president's failure just to get, their presidential candidate elected in 2020. We cannot allow those detractors to divide us as a nation and remove, and remove us from this steadfast leadership in the world. We have got to, put an end to that divisiveness, and we have
exactly.
to as Americans, because our country is much bigger than just an election. We're talking about the viability, the future viability of our nation.
Yes, you're exactly right, Chris. We have to congeal around and be single focused around this common foe and common objective that is good for all Americans across this country and hence the world, because we have served the world continually and we will continue to do so. Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is expected to recommend people in COVID-19 hotspots wear masks. As President Trump said yesterday, regulations concerning masks will be coming soon. The Coronavirus Task Force is warning, though, that masks won't be keeping people necessarily from getting the illness, but rather from transmitting the virus to other people. COVID-19 has now killed nearly 6,000 people across the nation. More than 245,000 confirmed cases are in the U.S. as of last night. The Labor Department reporting more than 6.6 million workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's more than double the 3.3 million that filed the week before. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and the professor who's becoming known by three initials, VDH. You know, Victor Davis Hanson, a lot of people known by maybe the first name, last name. I mean, you're commanding initials these days.
It's probably a
master. Well, it's working out, but the fact of the matter is that when VDH speaks, people are listening. And by the way, congratulations on the release of the new paperback, which is The Case for Trump, an updated version, just in time now that we're going to have a little bit more time to spend at home these days.
Yeah, I think so. Sort of an analysis of why Trump won the election and why most of the prognoses about his failure were going to be false. I think it's been proven by it now.
Well, without a doubt, as you wrote in a town hall in your latest column, there is genius behind this president. You actually, you know, wrote about it in The Case for Trump, but his genius is on full display in this fight against the coronavirus. But if you're antithetical and everything, I mean, at the mere sound of Trump's name, locks up your brain, you're missing out on what he is bringing, you know, to the forefront on behalf of the American people, are you not?
Yeah, and what I resent the most is that the critics want it both ways. If they really believed in the superiority of their views, or they were not disingenuous, they'd say, you know what, just like those travel bans against Iran and North Korea and Nigeria, I don't believe in them. It's racist. It's xenophobic. We didn't need to have this ban against China. Therefore, let's rescind it right now. I mean, Joe Biden said it was xenophobic. Why doesn't he come out and say there was no need for it? Let's get back and get 15,000 Chinese coming into the country every day on direct flights.
Exactly.
He could do that. Mm-hmm. And then people said, you know, when Trump had this drugs of last resort 2 years ago, that people had the option to using off-label use. These are new drugs that didn't go through FDA. Everybody said, this is crazy. It's reckless. Why not just say, well, we don't want that? We were right then, and we're right now. We don't want these anti-malarial drugs out there we're using by corona patients. So that's frustrating, because they never take their opposition to the logical extent of it, and they could do that right now. They could, and it's not just on. It's the same thing on borders. They want open borders. We have some days 5% of the people come across the Mexican borders are not Mexican citizens or Central American. They're from the Middle East or China. They could say, why don't we just leave those borders open? They pose no risk. But they won't do that. And that's what's frustrating. Same thing about Trump's a nationalist. He's a protectionist. There's no way that these jobs are going to come back. You'd have to wave a magic wand. He's in fantasy land. I mean, why not say, we don't need to build respirators or masks. It's great to have them outsourced. We're globalists.
Right.
But they don't do that either.
Yeah. Well,
it's frustrating.
Yeah, it is. It really dumbs us all down, doesn't it, Professor? Because we're not really closing, closing the thought or the debate on the evidence. I mean, here it is. On one hand, they argue, oh, we have to have data. Well, we've got data, but somehow that is seemingly ignored for the convenience of their argument and to let it live for another day. But the fact of the matter is their arguments have proven hollow, ineffective, and the uselessness of it all. But the danger, more importantly, I think, is that it starts putting a false narrative in the American people that end up being confused, because it's like, what are you going to believe? And then all of a sudden you're surprised because Donald Trump is reelected with a mandate that is an absolute landslide, when they thought that, hey, it's all about the Green New Deal and Nancy Pelosi and the chase for the Russians. And now she's claiming that she wants to impeach the president again over his seemingly mishandling of this COVID-19 emergency.
Yeah, well, I mean, these are the people who always lecture us about science. But we had Hillary Clinton tweeting out that, yes, Trump is America first, ha ha, with a picture of a stat that says the United States has the most cases. And then that was followed by a lot on the left, pretty prominent people saying, look what Trump did. We had more cases in the United States. And aside from the question of, we've given more tests, we have now an absolute number.
Right.
But what would to make that argument is so unscientific, because it rests on two propositions. One, that the Chinese Communist Party is not, is not lying, but they're
right.
Absolutely truthful. And it's not in their interest to say that we solved the virus before anybody else. We started it and we solved it. And that's what they're doing. They had 7 days where they only had one case a day coming out.
Right.
And then second, the United States is 330 million people. So we look at the deaths, for example, on per capita basis, and we're right around 6.5-7%, 7 people per million dying. And if you look at all the other larger countries, only Germany is slightly better than we are. So every other European country, whether it's Spain or Italy or France, has not had any fewer deaths per million inhabitants than the United States has. For all of the Hillary's tweeting, the fact remains that if you're living in the United States and Germany, the two countries in the world, there's only going to be about 7 people per million population who are going to die of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she doesn't talk about per capita statistics. And so, and they know that. They're not stupid. So when they
right.
give that misinformation, and how that gets translated with the Trump press conferences, he points his finger and he says, and you are fake news, and he's right, they are, but it comes across, wow, he's attacking the press, but they attack us every day with false knowledge.
Exactly.
And he's fighting back, and it's an existential struggle now where they are, and if you look at what Never Trumpers are saying, they are I hate to say it, but they are invested in Trump failing and the virus getting out of control. So it can do what Robert Mueller and impeachment were not able to do, and that is destroy his presidency and bring these other people back to power. And then they would implement almost exactly the same policies that Trump did. And if you criticize them, you would be unpatriotic.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, it's along with the false narrative, they claim that nobody from the media has been antithetical to the president when there's proof. MRC has documented that 95-97% of the information that they produce, the mainstream media, is antithetical and clearly biased against the president of the United States. And so this narrative continues. It gives credence to more of it, and it almost gives... You know, it's bad enough that it's false, Professor, but that it somehow they believe it because of the number of times, you know, as you know, a lie is still a lie, but the number of times people hear it, suddenly they start questioning, you know, maybe they got it wrong. Maybe they are right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to underplay the virus, but mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, the health director of the state of Ohio got on national TV and said there not that 100,000 people are going to get the virus. She said right now 100,000 people have it. Mm-hmm. And if that were to be true at a 2.5% death rate in that state, at that time there were 14 cases. Mm-hmm. That would mean she was telling the people of Ohio 100,000 people have it and 2,500 of you right now are dying. Yes. If you look at the statistics, they're nowhere near that. Anywhere near that 2 weeks later. I'm sitting in a state right now that has about 130 people who have died out of 40 million, California, from the coronavirus. And if you look at from the day of the infection until now, we've lost about 2.5 people per day of about 710 that die every day from other causes. And we have about one Californian in 250,000 in the state that have died from the disease. And I'm sitting in Fresno County in the middle of the state. It's all locked down. It's 1.2 million people in this county, the richest agricultural center of the universe, basically. And we've had 22 cases and one death. Kings County is right next to me, 180,000 people, two cases, no death. So what I'm getting at is that, yes, New York is at crisis, but there are areas all over the United States that are unique, and we need some type of realistic policy that says what works here does not work there. In fact, what works there, if we do try it everywhere, will hurt people.
Right.
Because we're going to get increase in suicides and substance abuse. We're going to allot resources to places where it would be better to put them in New York City or downtown Detroit.
We got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from BDH, Victor Davis Hanson, after this.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veteran's tip of the day.
As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Back with the America's Promise, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. A conversation with Victor Davis Hanson, the professor, continues. Again, I want to remind you, he has the updated release, just in time for his, it's now in paperback available to you, The Case for Trump. It's been updated and now available. Real quick, Victor Davis Hanson, on the update, give people an idea of what they can look forward to when they get their hands on the paperback.
Well, I wrote it right before the publication deadline for the paperback, and that was in November, and it forecast that that Trump would probably be impeached, that he'd probably be acquitted, and that people had learned nothing and forgotten nothing from 2016. And by that I meant that we would see, just as we'd seen the Emoluments Clause, the 25th Amendment, Robert Mueller impeachment, we would see future efforts to impeach him and to derail his presidency, because they weren't empirical. They were based on a deep cultural, emotional hatred of Trump for a variety of reasons, but it wouldn't be adjudicated. It wouldn't be supported on actual evidence of what he's done on the economy or on energy production or on foreign policy questions or in deregulations or tax reform or any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we are now. People in the media, the left, the universities, entertainment industries, foundations, their hatred is existential for him, and it's not based on, I can see that he's a controversial character. He can be crass in times, but the level of vituperation, when you have never Trumpers saying, we hope his supporters die, or there's going to be a lot of funerals, or red state people are going to die in greater numbers because they're less sophisticated. When you hear all that, it doesn't make sense. And when you look at those press conferences, and every single question is designed to misrepresent reality or the facts and to embarrass the United States government's effort to save us, there has to be some explanation, and all I can come up with is there's a deep hatred of Donald Trump, his supporters, and the veering away from the progressive agenda, which they thought was going to go on for 16 years with the Obama-Clinton continuum, and they're so angry they can't get over it, mm-hmm. and they feel that it, just like tapping an eggshell with a little hammer and you have invisible cracks, and if you just get louder one more time and more outrageous, that final crack will implode the entire shell. Yeah. Just say one more thing about Donald Trump and maybe he'll have a heart attack or he'll give up or there'll be an impeachment 2.0 or something. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, there's a lot of people's lives. Every decision that he makes is a lose-lose decision. It's either get back and start the economy or crack down, and with variations of each. But in a situation like this, there's going to be a cost-benefit analysis, whether it's explicit or implicit. Mm-hmm. And everybody's got to have a little tolerance of that.
Right. Well, this is where, yeah, and this is where his gift of strategic foresight that you wrote about, you know, comes into play, because when he was talking, you know, to the media, it was like he was playing multiple levels of chess that they could not follow. They didn't understand his concern for the economy and for the very heart and psychology of the American worker to get back to work. He understands the dynamic tension of all these moving parts that have to be in balance, but all they could see was, oh, the president just wants to, you know, throw caution to the wind and just have everybody, you know, ignore social distancing and just, you know, get back to work. And so, you know, what the heck if millions of people die?
Well, absolutely. And he understands more than anybody that as we speak, we're going to have, as I said, big spikes in substance abuse, suicides, divorces, all sorts of health and anxiety issues from being locked in your home while your business or your job dissipates.
Right.
And that's a real cost. It may be necessary, but we don't know to what degree it should continue each day versus the threat. And so we're in a race against the virus, and we have advantages. We have new medicines. We're getting closer to vaccination, social distancing, but we're paying a price every day for that buildup,
right,
to defeat the virus. And he's trying to find that balance. Mm-hmm. And every decision that he makes is criticized as somehow wanting people to die or wanting to make money. And mm-hmm. it's not empirical. It's based on the idea that we want power, and we got to get power back. And we can only do that by destroying him. And if there's collateral damage to the country, we don't really care.
Well, VDH, I maintain that it starts with we the people. We the people need to be sincerely self-responsible for what's going on. I mean, the whole, you know, social distancing issue, it's more than 6 feet. You know, I'd mentioned on the show the other day, I was out playing golf over the weekend, and there were four guys that just flew in from New York. After there was a strong debate between the president and the governor whether or not they should shut New York down and for people to wise up. The CDC had put out a travel alert telling people from New York not to come to Florida. Florida is vulnerable. I mean, the average age of our citizen is in that target range of vulnerability. Now, Governor DeSantis, to his credit, did have people, you know, he had law enforcement at the two choke points, the 95 and the 10, coming in from Louisiana and coming down from New York. But for some reason, I don't know what happened. They overlooked the airports. I mean, you let people fly in, and look at the people from New York should know firsthand about social distancing, and they should be highly responsible and not put people in Florida at risk just so they can come here and play golf.
No, that's exactly right. And part of my problem is that a lot of the people who are lecturing us on sensitivity and humanity could do a lot more. For example, there's over a million dorm rooms that are empty right now, all over the United States, from very progressive universities. And we have a problem with 500,000 homeless that we think could be a locus or a focus for the infection. Why not say, you know what, for the next 6 weeks, you're welcome to use our dorm rooms. Mm-hmm. And contract them out. Or we have all of these wonderful news agencies that have vital statistics about the coronavirus, New York Times, Washington Post. Why not just say, for those who can't pay, and we know a lot of you can't, we're going to waive the firewall on any story involving the coronavirus for readers. So you don't have to pay all this money to learn vital information about life and death.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that.
Right.
None of them do that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they could. So
yes.
They always offer, you know, all of this advice. And when a person makes a model and says 2.5 million people are going to die, and he doesn't build into the model the reactive ability that can be as geometric as the virus.
Yes.
That is, we get better every moment fighting the virus, and yet that model says panics people and results in policies that can result in death, and then all of a sudden says, you know what, I take that back. This other model that I just come up with said that there was herd immunity and et cetera, and social distancing. So now instead of 500,000 people in the UK dying, there's 20,000. Instead of 2.5 million in the United States dying, there's 500. Well, that has consequences.
Exactly.
And that can be reckless. And so I think we're learning when this is all over that we have to use our own independent thinking, and the people in our midst that we don't give credit to, farmers, truckers, stock people, ER nurses, these are the people who have kept America going. It wasn't our academics. It wasn't our entertainers. It wasn't our corporate lawyers. It wasn't all these people in the media that were told on the two coasts are the best and the brightest, the beautiful people. And it's really a return to common sense. And
I see that
California all the time. The people who are taking the risk and being in public places that are essential, packing houses, meat plants, dairy farms, they're all around me in my vicinity. They're very practical people. They're not stupid. They take calculated risks for the greater good. And there's an element of courage that they don't brag about it. They don't offer models. They don't write hysterical pieces. They just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we're told that these are the irredeemables, the deplorables, the dregs, the clingers. And I think one good thing that will come out from this, their gut instincts that Trump actually reflected. You're not a nation unless you have secure borders.
Right.
You can't outsource vital supplies to a country like China. It just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. You have a right as a sovereign nation to ban countries that can't verify that people are coming into your country, have been audited. These are practical things. You should support. You should build ventilators and masks and antibiotics and produce stuff in your own country in times of crisis, so you're not dependent on other less reliable nations. These are all things that Trump came along and said, and everybody said, "Yeah, that makes sense." And the experts and all the people with alphabetic letters and acronyms after their names said, "Oh, that's stupid. You people need to go learn coding or make solar panels." And I think this has been a really good experience for us out of this tragedy.
Well, I always tell my kids, Professor, that experience defines preference. And we've got a lot to learn from this. And whether it's the deplorables, those in the flyover country that have just been grounded in common sense, that are rising to the need naturally. I mean, they're not being compelled to do this. They're just doing it naturally. And these are the same values that were on display during World War II that made our parents the greatest generation. And thank God that is within the DNA of the American body politic, I believe.
It is. And this idea that somehow we're not doing as well as the rest of the world, we've already mentioned we have a less per capita death rate from the virus than any country in Europe except Germany, but we have 250,000 troops all over the world outside the United States that are keeping democracy safe, that nobody can take advantage of this crisis, and yet we're called isolation.
Yes.
And yet we're doing all sorts of things that are not appreciated, whether it's reducing carbon emissions below the Paris Accord, or it's becoming the largest gas and oil producer that helped crash prices for people in Europe to buy their heating oil and gasoline. We do all sorts of things that are underappreciated worldwide, and we don't get any credit for it, and the media just keeps this narrative that China's doing better than we are. We have to be more like the EU's reaction.
Professor, as always, honored to have you on the show, and thank you so much for the insight. As always, be safe. How can people be in touch with you?
They can go to my website, victorhanson.com, and thank you again for having me on.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antibiotic.
antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm